Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story is about an individual who was forced to go camping at a summer camp when he was younger. This is his horrifying experience. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss tonight's episode. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. Now let's get spooky. I hated campfire stories growing up. My parents made me go to summer camps where people who didn't stand their kids ditched them. Why bother having kids if you couldn't stand to be around them during the summer? My parents told me it was for the enrichment, whatever that meant. Make friends, get to know people, have a good time. Well, nothing is good about being forced to choke on wood smoke while getting sucked dry by mosquitoes. All the while, some dickhead named Counselor Todd told a cheesy campfire story. Worse was when cool Counselor Chadley accompanied with his guitar. Anyways, like I said, I hated these stories growing up. I always really had vivid dreams, along with the overactive imagination. Those stories that blurred the lines between reality and fiction made both go haywire, and my mind became trapped in a spiral of what-if scenarios. Always watching the shadows of the cabin walls as the moonlight made the branches stretch like fingers. Feeling breath on my ear when it was just the AC. The groan of my bunkmate's bedsprings was some horrible killer dragging his sickle along the floor. I think the worst story that Todd had ever told was about the deer woman. It was nothing about the Native American tales about the shape-shifting women, where men were lured away to be stomped to death by their hoofs, or stories of transformation. No. Todd's deer woman, it was something like this woman was driving down a road close to the camp and hit a deer. Upon impact, she went through the windshield and collided with the deer's head, embedding the skull and antlers into her own face. When the police and ambulance arrived, they found the deer's mangled body, the crushed car, and a set of bloody footprints leading off into the woods. They never found the woman. Legend says that she still haunts the forest around the camp to this very day, Todd said to his terrified masses. The shadows playing over his face made him look demonic. After enduring 3 weeks of Todd's dramatics, I was over the spooky firelight trick, but the story did freak me out. I already detested the idea of driving. The very thought about driving along some dark and windy road only to slam into a deer was simply horrifying. Then mix that in with having my crumpled, broken remains smashed with the deer's corpse? F that noise. The other stuff about the woman walking away to haunt the forest was obviously BS, though my fear of anything serene in nature wasn't so sure. Don't judge me. Deer are freaky looking. And have you heard an elk bugle? Haunting. So the story itself was playing on my imagination a little. Anything vaguely horn-like had my skin simply crawling, which my fellow campers thought was super hilarious. Then the night only got worse. It was already late, being in the middle of June. The sun was still lighting up the sky around 9 p.m., so the scary stories hadn't commenced until about 10 o'clock. Now the horrible hour of midnight was slowly approaching, and tonight was supposed to be the game of camp-wide hide-and-seek slash spotlight tag events. The whole thing sounded horrible. Why allow campers armed only with the flashlight and wits to hide anywhere on the campgrounds? There were restrictions like no one was allowed to hide in the woods. Still, the situation sounded dubious at best. Nevertheless, campers who saw the flawed topic such as a game were not permitted to stay on the bench. So, I played against my will. At first, I tried to hide somewhere obvious, so I could be found and made to sit out early. That plan was foiled when Counselor Chad came up looking at me with that expression you give to an obnoxious toddler. "Come on, dude," he said in his chattiest tone. "I know you don't like these games, but you gotta try at least, dude. I'm gonna turn around and count again, and this time you better find a good place to hide, okay? 1, 2, 3. He was really going to make me do this. Fine. If I had to play, I'd play to win and give them a scare for once. I ran from my spot under the picnic tables down the road towards the best hiding place that I knew. About a half a mile from the actual campground sat a collection of abandoned buildings that had been part of the campsite at one point. All the buildings had fallen into disrepair. Some had boarded windows and doors. The areas were littered with broken glass. Many of them were stuffed with old furniture and hardware like ovens, fridges, and serving tables you'd see at some buffets. Plenty of broken bed bunks, mattresses, dressers. In other words, things to hide under. I was afraid of the potential spider and tetanus hazard. Sure. But the drive to stick it to those annoying camp jocks spurred me. I'm not sure what happened after that, after I found my place to hide. Tucked away under a collection of discarded bunk beds, I watched the windows for signs of any flashlights. I felt pretty proud of myself, not gonna lie. They would be searching for me for hours. Would I get in trouble for this later? Probably. Would it even get me sent home? God, I hope so. I remember being in that abandoned cabin for a long time, far longer than I thought that I would be. I didn't have a watch or my phone with me, so I couldn't tell exactly what time it was. Boredom started to take its toll after a while. The longer time went without any of the counselors coming to find me, the more I considered crawling out from my hiding place and walking back to my cabin. A horrible stench reached my nose just as I decided that enough was enough. It was probably the worst thing I had ever smelled. And someone had exploded a can of fart spray in my high school woodshop class last year. So that was saying something. Whatever it was clear that something had died nearby. I hoped it wasn't anywhere close to my hiding place. You'd think I would have noticed a dead thing sooner. But then I heard the sound of something walking. I said something and not someone, because the rhythm was off. There was a kind of looping, dragging noise, if you will. There was too many legs for a person, and it wasn't enough for an animal. It was stepping in. Dragging at the same time. It's hard to explain.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. and a little voice of self-preservation screamed out something wasn't right. The scent of death was growing more intense with each step. Then my ears caught the inhale and exhale of ragged breaths, as if whatever it was attempting to breathe through a wet towel. Something thick and liquidy fell in heavy drops onto the ground, like someone was carrying a bucket of water and some of it had sloshed out. Then there was a buzzing of flies. As I stared out the window nearest my hiding spot, I could see the black clouds swirling in the moonlight. Not long after, a shadowy figure stumbled into view. My mind whirled to place the jumble of shapes and forms into some kind of order. The thing appeared humanoid in the way it moved. But I saw a set of massive, deer-like antlers and a slender animal face sitting atop a long, broken neck. S'more-flavored bile rose in my throat as my eyes picked up strips of hanging flesh through the dirt-covered windows. As the thing lumbered to the cabin door, I forced myself to be still, forced my breathing to be silent, forced my bladder not to piss myself in terror. The creature pushed the door open. Its dreadful, dull creak filled the still air like the last dying groan of a wounded animal. Then it stepped inside. It lurched and lumbered across the floor, carried by two broken humanoid legs with one deer leg stranded behind it. The stench from earlier hit my nose with a force that nearly made my stomach revolt. Blood and bile dripped from the dislocated jaw onto the floor. Shadows enveloped the creature's face, but I knew that it was looking at me. This couldn't be real. Monsters and things that searched for little kids in the woods didn't exist in real life. This had to be some kind of sick prank that Todd and the others were playing. Someone, one of them, had to have seen me run off into the abandoned camping area. They got all dressed up and covered themselves in whatever foul-smelling spray they could find to try and scare me off. They knew how overactive my imagination was and were just messing with me. The thing grew closer. If this was a prank, it wasn't funny. I wanted to scream for whoever it was to come out, go back to camp and tell the others they had found me. However, something in the back of my mind clamped down on my throat. A primal sense that screamed that the thing was not a person. More stepping and dragging noises came. The creature had stopped right in front of my hiding spot. My stomach rolled at the stench of the decay. What little light that could be seen through the grim windows illuminated pale, misshapen purple-blue legs, bones cracked as they bent in half to peer into the den. Blood and maggoty bile dripped from its broken deer jaw, and also from one of the empty eye sockets. Hot, putrid breath hit my face, and I could feel my mouth fill with saliva as nausea teetered on the edge of release. We stared at each other for a mind-numbing amount of time. Silence stretched on, and weighed heavy and cold like the hand of death. Not knowing what else to do, I pointed one trembling finger towards the door. With a voice filled with tears and terror, I said, "The hospital. The hospital's that way." The dear woman continued her silent stare for a few minutes more. I thought my racing heart would kill me before she decided to, as I stared into her one dull black eye. Then, like a rubber toy, her body slumped in half before rolling back up. Each of her vertebrae popped and cracked as she stood. Finally, she turned away and made her slow, stumbling way out of the building and in the direction that I had pointed. She stepped further and further, dragging away. I'm sure I passed out after she had disappeared. Or maybe I went into some kind of blacked out state of panic. I can't really remember, to be honest. I know I had returned to camp at some point with everyone in a frenzy looking for me. Even the police and ambulance had been called. Everyone was ready to give a good stern talking to me, until one of the EMTs had noticed the shocked look on my face. In a way, I got my wish because I was taken to the hospital and later picked up by my parents to go home. And before you ask, no. No one believes me. Why would they? The story sounded impossible. I want to believe it was impossible because things like that aren't real. They only exist in stories told around dumb campfires and susceptible imaginations like mine. So, now that you have heard my story, who wants to play a game of hide and seek? Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the scary story tonight. I do tell ya, things like this really have me questioning if I ever want to go camping again, I'll tell you that much. Sometimes, it is hard to tell what is actually a true story compared to a creepypasta. No matter how crazy it may seem, unless it actually happens to you directly, who truly knows? And that is horrifying in itself. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, as it does help the channel grow and we want it to grow as fast as possible. And like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night and stay spooky.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.